sending three home. And this is the Apparently Pod with Gabby
and Robert.
Hello. I don't know how to start. I don't know what I'm going to say. Let's cut you guys. Okay, last episode we didn't really talk about
our personal lives.
Yeah. So let's do a quick recap of what we've been up to. The other day or week or whatever was like one of our friends' birthdays. We went out. Highlights. We saw, okay, because it was like around the time of DragCon, so we saw like
all the drag queens, all
like
there.
From last season. Like we saw Nymphia, Plane, Morphine, Tsunami.
I feel like we saw someone else.
I know. I think so too. We were okay. We were also really, really drunk. Like really. Oh my god. Wait. Should we like show
Blaster?
Like let's see what photos we can show. I think this one. Okay, this
that
is.
That wasn't even where we were at.
This was on the way there. This was me just completely out of it. I don't like. We don't have photos of you.
Wait,
or
that was
this one.
Cute.
This is not cute. You can see anything. Gabby is just. We have no thoughts behind our eyes.
No.
Like, as you can see, it's just like really. Like Gabby doesn't remember these photos being taken in front of the Waymo. Like yeah, so we were drunk, but we saw these drag queens. And actually what's crazy is then apparently like Morphine posted on her story that she was in a serious car accident.
Or was it someone else posting?
No, it's Morphine.
Because
oh yeah, well, Sona's probably posted for her because it says like Morphine in the post, I guess. But was in a serious car accident from the Uber, and it was like from going home that night. So, like, we saw her right before, which is crazy, yeah. Actually. I mean, I'm glad she's, like, okay. Because it says that she is. But I was like, oh, my God, that's, like, crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, well, like, did anything else specific happen that night? Like, we were just crazy.
I got too crazy. Guys.
You did throw up.
I threw up a lot. Guys, I threw up. Do not take 10 shots and 3 drinks in one night after you just ate a salad for lunch.
Yeah.
Like, because my waist was already teeny tiny, like, you could barely see it, but then you could, like, really barely see it because, like, I was just icky and sicky.
No, because I was on the toilet, and I have to go in to help her hold her hair because she's
throwing up.
Oh, but the gag is, she was throwing up in the toilet, so...
And you know where that brings us?
No, that brings us to, I feel bad for the service worker who had to clean that up. Because you know that was just some sad person who like does not get paid enough to do that. Yeah. But that brings us to Gabby is like going to stay sober for a little bit.
I'm sober because I just felt so nasty. No, and it was a problem because, guys, I love to eat. Like, if you see me, like, I love to eat.
She's always eating.
And, like, I have not had an appetite just because my stomach just feels, like, so weak. Like, yeah. Literally, I barely had, like, or not barely. Okay. So, we're pre-recording this. So, you know. And I barely had my first, like, full meal. And it's been, like, 4 days since that happened.
Yeah.
And it was Taco Bell. And I feel a grumbling in my stomach.
But it's good that you're eating now again.
Yeah. I was, like, drinking, like, smoothies, though, but I was just, like...
Or, like, it's working. We're healing from that.
We're healing.
I mean, yeah, it was a mess. It was a fun night, though. Like,
it was fun.
Besides, like, you know, that. But, like, it was really fun.
Yeah.
Nevertheless. It was, like... No, actually, it was a really good night.
Yeah.
Like, because both of us have not been drunk on a night out. And, like, so especially that drunk.
Or together.
Yeah.
Because... Like, it's either, like, I'm really drunk and, like, you're sober, or, like, you're drunk and then I'm sober.
Or, like, one of us is slightly more drunk and the other one's just kind of tipsy.
Yeah.
Like, because even, like, at your party, it's, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, because both of us, that was probably the most drunk both of us have been in a long time. And so the fact we were together doing it was, like, crazy.
I think that was the most drunk you've seen me. Yes.
Well, yes. But I think that was also... Because I've never seen you throw up.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Right? I don't think so. And I think that was the most drunk you've seen me. But also, you barely remember it, so.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Because that, I don't know.
I don't remember.
Being in the club said, I almost forgot this story, but no, but being in the club today, I feel like also you feel drunker than just like if you were just drinking together. But okay, so we got poppers. And
no, are you gonna say what?
Yes. That's where I was going, because I can't believe I almost forgot the story. So I wanted to get poppers, and then Gabby's like, okay, if you're getting them, I'm getting them too. So like one of our friends, a couple of our friends, because like we know gay people. I don't know why I'm prefacing, like I had me saying I know gay people.
He's gay.
I know. I had to be like, but I'm not saying that as a straight person. Like, I don't know, it was kind of giving like I have black friends, you know? So anyways. That's what it was giving, like, oh, I know gay people. It's like, okay. Yeah. Anyways, so they were showing us where to buy them, whatever. And so we go in to get them. Actually, shout out for Brandon for dealing with us that night. Because, especially the second night, because we got more drunk through the night.
Yeah.
And he was with us. That's where we
came by Terrace.
Yeah, but also he did bring us to that one. Oh, no. Well, no, it was your idea to go there. So, okay. Where we saw Avion.
But he was showing us around.
Yeah, he was like, he was acting like it was his home. He was giving us like a tour. He's like,
I know, I was like, oh wow.
He's like, do you want to go upstairs? And we're like, wait, there's an upstairs? We're so stupid. So he brings us to like the place to get them, whatever. And so we go in, and he's like, oh, you just stand here, and they'll like come get them. So like, I'm like, oh, I want this one. Like, but she wants one, so I get two. So they get two from the thing. We go up to pay, and Gabby's gonna use like Apple Pay. And then, okay, so we're drunk, obviously. I don't know if I preface that. And Gabby goes, do you take face card? And he's like, no. And so Gabby goes,
no, but he was laughing.
No, yeah, well, he was laughing because he's like, because he also knew we were drunk, like, he could tell. So he's like, no, whatever. And so then he hands Gabby like the thing to scan your phone, and then Gabby like scans the thing in it, but then we like hold it up, and Gabby goes like to use her, and then she's like, oh, face card worked, like. She's like, oh, did it. Because you hear the ding. So, like, Gabby scans it, and then she goes, so, like, use her face card. And then it dings. No, I was crying. I just
have so many, like, funny things that I say whenever I'm drunk. Remember Millie Bobby Brown?
That was not when you were drunk. Wait, was that?
Yes.
I feel like it was the next morning.
That was when I was drunk.
Oh, true.
I was like,
oh, that was the, yeah, but the, oh my God, throwback. Watch that episode. I'm pretty sure it's called Millie Bobby Brown. Actually, I don't know if that episode's good. That was so long ago.
It was.
But yeah, so that was funny. Yeah. The worker was laughing. Yeah. Brandon was laughing. He was drunk too, but like the worker was laughing. He like thought it was funny, which was good.
We need to go out again. Not drink that much, but.
Oh, I am. I wouldn't drink that much. No. Well, actually, I would. I was fine.
I'd get tipsy. I don't want to remember Heart. Heart was so fun. But maybe just because we saw everybody there.
I know. I think it was also because we were so drunk.
Yeah.
I really don't know if I'd want to pay $20 to go in again.
Every time.
Yeah. That was crazy.
It is cool that it's open till like 4.
No, that is the plus. I mean, I would do it where it's like we go to other ones and then we go there at the end.
I don't want
to
go if there was like a. Don't they have events there or something?
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Because it's like a pay thing, so it's more.
Wasn't Brittany trying to get in there?
Yes. Because they were like on the list. Yeah, Brittany Broski. Yeah, watch that video where she spit on us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's the name of the video. Yeah, so it was a crazy night, but like long story short. Actually, it wasn't that short. Actually, it depends what you think of short. I don't know. But we're now playing. We're bringing it back from the dead. Actually, don't know. What's the last time we even played this? We should have, like, checked. Truth or drink?
Drink.
From cut. But because of the night, and Gabby's not drinking much anymore, we're just going to do truths. Well, yeah, it's basically we're just going
to
answer the questions.
And we promise to stay honest. Ooh,
well,
guys,
you have to.
I want to say one thing. I saved somebody's life.
Oh my gosh, I forgot that story.
I saved somebody's life at school. My friend was choking, and I had to give her the Heimlich in class with everyone watching. Like, she was literally turning blue. It was serious, guys.
And no,
everyone,
like,
everyone was like, oh my God. Like, she literally looked at me, like, her first words were, oh my God, you literally just saved my life.
Well, also because when Gabby told me the story, like, she apparently literally coughed up the water. Like, Gabby literally was like, watch someone's gonna be like a doctor, and they're like, actually, if it's just water, like, you shouldn't have done that. Watch, it's like you damaged her. Well, I'm just
she
saying.
She's fine. Like, she woke up today.
Okay. Let's see tomorrow. Oh, my God. Oh, each my day's God. A new day. No, but yeah, you saved someone's life. This was crazy.
Yeah. No, that was crazy. Yeah.
That was, like, to redeem from throwing up, you know?
Yeah. There's something in the air. I don't know what it is. No, crazy, too, because I'm always on TikTok. And the astrology girls were on, and there was a full moon. I forgot when. But there was a full moon, and they were like, if you're on your period around this time, I'm on my period.
Yeah.
Yeah. And specifically, like, I was 2 days in my period when the full moon happened.
Yeah, we know. I know, because I saw it.
You always see my little pads and tampons, so nothing new, but then different. You actually saw it. Yeah. Oh, we're so close.
That was a new level, I will say. Anyways, like, what about...
Now I have to be in the family. what was I going to say?
You were saying the astrology girls.
Okay, the astrology girls was like, oh, if you're on your period during this full moon, you have, like, a dark feminine energy. And I was like, oh, wow, this is crazy. They were like, this full moon is in Capricorn. And I was like, okay, like, cool. They're like, check this sign in your house to, like, see how it affects you. I go to my chart, and the sign that they're talking about is called Lilith. It's in Capricorn. Like, literally,
oh my God.
Like, it was ruled literally by the full moon. And I was like, wait, that's weird. I don't know if it's just, like, that's how periods work, I guess.
Yeah.
Ruled by the moon.
That's crazy. Interesting.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. I was like, huh.
No, that is. I wonder how that affects me, though. Yeah. Because I don't have a period. But. I did actually have another story.
Phantom period.
Oh yeah, yeah, we're in sync.
Yeah.
I also did forget though. There was a story. So like, I was on FaceTime with Leon, and I forgot how this started. But I started. We were like making faces. It'd be like, guess who I. Oh no, I was pretending to read. Like, I was holding up a book. So. Yes. Yeah, well, I wasn't her, but I was like, okay, tell me. I was like, guess who I'm like, am while I'm reading, and then I would like do different people in here like guess. And one of them was you, because I was like, I couldn't read. And he was like, oh, Gabby. And I was like, yes.
Oh, my God.
But then one, I was like, oh, no. Or he would tell me, he's like, oh, read like this person. And then I would like read like them. And then I did one, and tell me why. Okay, so I was like, oh, wait, I have one. And so, like, because I hadn't said one in a while. And so I held it up. And then this is what I did. I literally, let me do the truth or drink instructions. And I'm going to preface this, but he got it right. Like, this is exactly what I was thinking. I did this. Wait, I can't laugh, but like. I was just doing that. He says, you're Ice Spice if she was white and said the N-word. And I was like, that was literally what I was doing. Like, I was like, oh my God, yeah.
Oh my God.
I was supposed to be Ice Spice if she was white and said the N-word.
You're insane.
He got it right. Which I think is just like, my impression skills are that good. But.
Or y'all have invisible string.
No, it's actually crazy how Leah posted that.
I know.
With the song Invisible String on it.
She's a Swiftie. That was crazy to me.
I know that was. I was like, oh my God, Stan. Yeah. Anyways, okay, so let's finally get started on Truth or Drink.
Okay.
So I don't remember how we have not played this in so long. These are the less serious questions. So how should we do it? What do you think?
Let's go do 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 do.
Like, go up to make it harder.
Yeah.
Okay. Ew, what's that little crumb? Okay, you start then. You do the first question. Okay. Oh, we know. I ask you then.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Ugh. See. Okay. We might have to not do these ones later. But what positive impact do you think you have on other people?
I save someone's life.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Like, oh my God. Does that once and like doesn't shut about it. Like, oh my God. Like. Okay.
No, I do for you.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, that's not fair. Like, I'm not gonna have that to say.
Okay, it's not the same question.
Oh my God, like,
what's something that completely changed you when you encountered it for the first time?
Was I like a thing?
Yeah.
Oh my God, like, I don't know. Love Island. No, that's not true.
Love.
No, because I've discovered it before. No, that's like. Not a real answer. I think that's not what they're asking.
When you discovered the haters for the first time.
I know, it's like a thing. Oh my God.
Toilets.
No, I was gonna say like when I just discovered like. I don't know. Like an Am I Gay quiz? Like, how am I supposed to? When I watched, I still remember. No, that's actually crazy to just say. But I was gonna say, I remember the first. Me just saying, anyways. I remember the first porn video I've seen.
Okay, like.
So maybe that.
Okay.
Also, this is crazy. Let me just say more information than I was asking. I have only ever watched gay porn, even when I was like identified as straight. And the reason was, I think I've told you this before.
Have He's not gay. Yet? He just likes to see how they're having sex.
It's for science. I don't know if I've said this here, but so in middle school, there was a, like, middle school is disgusting. At lunch, I had no friends. And so I was sitting with people who would just bully me, basically. Oh, and there was this one kid who said that he only watched lesbian porn because he was like, I don't want to see men, so I only watch lesbian porn. So I was like, oh, interesting. And so then I watched, I don't know why, I don't know. Now it doesn't make sense. I mean, now I guess it makes sense. Last time it didn't make sense. I just wasn't thinking about it that much. So I watch gay porn, and then in my head, I'm like, well, this is like the same as lesbian. Like, I don't have to watch straight porn to be straight.
The girls don't interest me.
Well, I didn't say I didn't say that, but yeah, in my head I was like, this like is this like I don't have to watch straight porn to be straight, so yeah. I was like, this is fine. So I don't
You're
know
wrong.
Well, yeah, but well, I don't know if you have to watch straight porn to be straight, but like if you only watch gay porn, I don't think you're straight. Like,
yeah,
lesson learned.
Okay,
there,
Nate.
Yeah, I don't know if I answered the question, but whatever. Porn. Next one. Moving up to like the on the rocks category.
What?
I don't think this is not applicable for how are we right for each other romantically? Certainly you can think of at least one way we're compatible.
Well, I have a 12-inch penis.
Don't be modest.
All right.
14. It said romantically, not sexually.
Romantically, we make each other laugh.
I was gonna say, yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, a sense of humor. That's
no, because I'm literally like, I would love to find. I always say like, I need to find like a bisexual man who like has the same humor as me and Robert.
Yeah, well, I do think it's good to have like,
or the banter that we have.
Yeah, well, because I think that's a good idea. Like, you would want someone to be, like, your friend.
Yeah.
Or, like, to be your best friend and be friends with your friends. Like, so I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
So there. Yeah, listen to that, boys. And girls.
Be funny. And girls. I like good boys and good girls.
Okay.
Nice. When was the last time you spoke to an ex? What was it about? And was there any tension?
Girl. Years.
What was it about?
No idea.
Was there tension?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure the last ex I spoke to was probably like one of the girlfriends I dated, not like the guy. Yeah. I don't know the last time I spoke to him. Oh, I think it was probably at someone's.
I don't know.
No! Oh my God, I think I do remember the last time I spoke to him. It was at one of our friends' birthday parties. I was coming back from college. So like, that's why I was able to go to her birthday, because it was like near Christmas, like in December. And so like, she had invited me, even though I think I graduated. Well, I don't know. I don't remember when this was, but it was it was a long time ago from now. And I remember we were talking, and no, because that was crazy. He literally goes, like, someone else is talking, and he like agrees with them, because he goes like, yeah, I think I'm like, romantically I'm bisexual, but like sexually I'm straight. And I'm just sitting there like, I hate this. And because he's like, because then he does the thing again where he's like, no, he's like, no, because I felt like we were so good for each other. It's just like, you were a guy. It's like, oh, wow. Like, this is so fun. So, but I also do think there was tension like that night, like, because he was doing the thing that he did before we started dating. That like how I knew he was like interested, where he would just like follow me around. Like, it was like wherever we would go, we were together throughout the whole night. Yeah. I low-key was like, oh my God.
I hate straight men.
But see, I knew he wasn't going to kiss me because last time he did, never mind. But yeah, I mean, yeah. It was giving though that like, no, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways,
that's
just, yeah, this is.
Right.
I feel like I'm saying way too, like.
Right.
I'm saying way more than the question's asking. Like, it's like, oh my God, I'm such a yapper.
We're Kenny and Janae for real.
No, okay, you yap too.
Okay, but whenever you yap, I just look at you.
What do I do when you're yapping? Like, close my eyes.
You roll your eyes like Rob.
How dare you? Actually, no, whenever people call him Robert, I get scared. Like, I'm like, oh my God. No, because we don't yap. We gab and ramble.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Anyways, so this is the next category for Gabby. Last call. What's the least impressive thing you've heard me brag about? Okay. Don't know why you're attacking me on your turn, but it's crazy.
The least impressive thing?
Yeah, because you know how I'm always bragging and I'm so confident and...
You, like, don't.
I know. That's why I was being sarcastic. Because I'm not.
Oh, my gosh. You freaking... No, whenever you brag about this, like, it makes me... It's so internally mad.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Whenever you talk about, like, seeing Billie Eilish live. Oh. Like, oh, I saw this live. And I'm like, okay,
oh, I do that. You. I do that on purpose.
I know. I'm like, okay, fuck you.
That's so funny.
Which, like, that is crazy because, like, you shouldn't be bragging about that. You should be literally bragging about, like, her almost a lawyer.
Well, I don't, would. Like, I only say that because I know you haven't seen her.
No, but, like, fuck you. Like,
no, but when we see her together in
then
December.
What? Then what?
I mean, that's, if we can get tickets, like, oh my God. Like,
I feel like we will.
I, you know, we, like, always end up.
Yeah.
Like, it works
we
out.
We always end up securing the bag.
Everything works out.
Oh, this one's going to be cute. What album title describes our relationship?
Huh. Does it have to be like a, so it's a real album?
Yeah, let's make it a real album.
Okay, okay. No, because Tell Me Why Immediately, I thought.
Y2K.
Is what?
Is that Y2K?
No, that doesn't describe us.
We're just like a fart.
That's not even. Ew, what are you doing with this little card? I don't know. I'm like trying to think. I don't know.
Do you, okay, well.
I'm thinking. It's, like, hard. Well, because I'm trying to think of, like, our vibe. And I'm like, okay, what albums, like, have those words?
How about a song?
No. Okay, well, as I say, immediately I thought of a song, but I thought of Dangerously in Love. And so then I was like, that doesn't work. And so I'm trying to think of, like.
Dangerously in Love? What?
I don't know. I, like, saw that song on Twitter, Shay. And so, like, it was just in my head. What is an album that. It's our vibe. I don't know. None. Why are all albums like nouns? I'm like thinking. It's like I can't think of ones that I'm like, oh, this makes sense. So, no, see people like listening or watching and be like, oh, this is like a album he's not thinking of. But like, oh, Good Girl Gone Bad.
That's pretty good.
That's a good one.
That's good.
Okay. Guys, that was hard. I'm sorry.
No, all of a sudden.
What?
All of a sudden, I couldn't think of like any type of music.
I mean, isn't that, that's what people do in like, what is it? Like those things on the street where they're like, name this song.
And they're like, I'm like,
Yeah. Okay, let's go. So this is the hardest category or like, what, I don't know, hardest?
Extra Dirty?
Yeah, it's Extra Dirty. I forget what's, I don't know what this is ranked by. Like revealingness?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. Okay. Who was the last person besides your partner or kids whose junk you've seen?
It was a hookup.
Okay, like.
His. Do I say his name?
Well, no. I mean, well, have
I'll describe
we,
him.
Have you talked about him before? Like, do we have
yeah,
a nickname
did,
for him?
I did.
Wait, which one is he?
I talked about it briefly. It was this guy I hooked up with. It was like a week after my birthday because, like, the guy I hooked up with on my birthday, I was unsatisfied. So, I watched a movie. His apartment, we watched this Brad Pitt movie, me confusing every white man, this Brad Pitt movie, and like we had sex during the Brad Pitt movie, and I was like, oh my God, I had no idea what that movie was about. And then,
oh yeah, we did talk about that.
Yeah, and then we watched Bodies, and he liked it. But guys, that guy, like, I got catfished so bad. Or not bad, okay.
Well, because, like, what, you thought he was ugly?
Yeah, I thought he was ugly in real life. No,
but like, you still slept with him.
I was there, like, I wanted my coochie.
I'm not wasting my gas.
I want my coochie, like.
Oh my God. I mean, fair, like.
Like, I wanted my coochie down, like y'all don't understand. I was ovulating, and
the rose toy was broken.
The rose
batteries were dead,
and like.
Sometimes you just want that human touch.
Yeah, sometimes you just want that human touch. Like, even my robo buddy can't look at like, him. Scratch that.
You just close your eyes and picture someone else's hands.
Yeah,
exactly. That's actually crazy to say. Wait, what was gross about him?
He... This is he bald? Sound mean. No.
Was he wearing flip-flops?
No.
Okay. Then
he just had like braces and like his face was kind of.
I do remember this. That's how old is he?
Shit. I think he was my age, like 24.
Oh, actually, that's not that bad.
Yeah. And it was just like he looked really handsome in his pictures.
I mean, they're coming off. Well, I guess you're just there for a hookup, though.
Yeah, I was just there for a hookup. Who knows, like, what's going on?
Could you feel them?
Whenever?
No. Ever?
No.
Even when he was...
Okay, he didn't eat my coochie.
He didn't?
No. These men and not wanting to eat coochie. Like...
Tell me about it.
That was funny.
Really? They're just laughing for fun.
Like, they don't want to. And it's crazy because they're like, oh, give me head, give me head.
Like, no, that is crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, but I like giving head, so.
Yeah, me too. But, like,
oh, well then.
Literally eat my coochie. Like.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I guess, it, like, I don't know. I don't even think I was going to say, like, the equivalent, I guess, would be, like, eating ass. But I don't think there's, like, an issue in the gay community of guys not doing that.
No.
Which is weird because you think there would be. Well, would you? I don't know. I feel like. I actually don't know. Maybe there is an issue. I've just never had the problem.
I don't know. For guys, it's like a thing. Like,
I know, but why would they not want to?
Because guys, it's just literally all about themselves.
Oh, that's convenient for my relationships because it's just always guys. So.
Yeah.
It's just always about both of us.
Yeah. So, yeah. Got my coochie down. Have you ever had a threesome? If you haven't yet, build your ideal trio.
I wish my ideal trio was the real one that happened. But I've already had one, so I don't know. Like,
Do both. Answer both.
No.
Why? Who's your ideal trio?
I don't know, actually. Because now I think I'm like, there's a lot of options. An ideal trio was crazy. Okay, I feel like... I don't know. I think if I'm being realistic, it's like, what do you want it to be, porn stars? Because they probably do it best. Because I'm thinking, like... It's like, if you say hot celebrity, it's like, okay, but, like, are they even good at sex? Mm. Or, like, will they, like, do I want?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. So, I don't know. But I know my ideal one is not the threesome I had because they were roommates. But by roommates, I mean, like, in the same room. Like, it was, like, one of the apartments.
So, it was not Challengers?
Actually, low-key, yeah, but I was in there. Like, I felt like they already had a connection. Because they literally live in the same room.
They literally probably like.
And it was small.
They just probably like watch each other jerk off.
They probably do. I know. No, because. Tell me why it starts with like, it's so weird. I walk. No, the energy was so weird. It was my first threesome, so I was like nervous. Actually, I wasn't. Because I like. I don't know. Like, I knew that attention was going to be on me. And so like, I liked it because I was like, I'm going to feel so hot. But they made it uncomfortable because like, we're sitting there and they're like talking. Because like. They're doing the thing when you're hooking up with, he like pretends to like ask me about myself. And I was like, I don't care. But we're laying on the bed. And then like one of the guys is like kissing me and stuff. And then it's like, I'm like, oh, like, cause the other friend is sitting in a chair, like on the desk. And I'm like, oh, is he like gonna come? Or
is he like gonna eat my ass?
And they're like, oh, he just likes to watch for a second or a bit. And I'm like, oh.
They rehearse it.
I know. I was like, oh. Well, I mean, I assume this wasn't their first one, but I was also like, okay. And so then he's just, like, watching for a bit. And then eventually he joins. And, like, so it was just weird because I was, like, I don't know.
No, if I had a threesome, I'd want it to be, like, Zendaya's.
Well, she didn't, like...
They just literally made out.
Yeah, but, like...
I'd want to watch the boys make out first.
I mean, well, now I, like, I'm with someone, so it's, like, not the same. Because I was going to say, like, ideally, if I would have a threesome, I'd rather be the person that everyone's focused on.
Yeah.
Like, I liked being, the main one. Like, I wouldn't do one... Any other way. Like, I mean, like, now that me and Leon together, I wouldn't have someone else. Like,
yeah.
Because I'd be jealous.
Like, brother, right?
Like, that wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Unless he wanted to, but then I would have to be the main one again.
Yeah.
But I feel like if he wanted to, that would mean that he was interested in someone, so I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't do it.
It'd have
like,
to be the inside out dad.
Yeah. Well, it would be like, we're having someone, like, they can't touch each other. Like, they couldn't. Like, I couldn't watch that. Oh, like, through some, but, like, you can't touch him, so.
Sorry.
Yeah, so I don't know. What would be your ideal threesome then, since you were, like, excited? You wanted me to answer so bad, like...
That question was on you. It wasn't my card.
I know, but, like, do you want to contribute?
Fine.
Like, oh, fine.
fine. I don't know. If, like, I didn't know them at all, it would have to be the Challengers threesome.
But, like, which one are you?
I'm Zendaya.
Okay, so she's not there.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, like, to me, I'm like...
I was born to watch two guys make out.
Well, it's like they're hot, but it's like I feel like they're not hot enough for me to be like, that's my ideal.
No. I don't know.
You know what I mean?
No, literally. Like, dream guys, one? Am I a whore? I just want to be tag teamed by everyone in Måneskin. All of them. Sorry.
Okay, that's not a thing. So, which category should we stick to with? Just the last one?
These two.
Okay, or we can do... yeah. Okay. We're going back down one. Down a peg, because Gabby's like...
A peg? A peg?
I was like, because Gabby wants to be pegged. So, one last call again. Oh!
What?
Why are these, like, attacking me? Like, do you think I ever stir up drama because I enjoy it? Name an example.
No.
Oh, thank you.
I was fully expecting... You never that. Stir up drama in the villa.
I know, I should. Well, what drama are we dealing with?
I don't think we deal with drama.
I know, like, that's the problem. Yeah. But thank you.
Yeah, of course. Of course, my horse.
Oh, my God. Just, I'm going to stir up drama with that. Like, is it attacking you now?
Yes.
Yay. I don't know. I felt like target.
Do I tend to be too easy on people or too harsh?
Scary. I feel like I would lean too easy. Well, too easy, probably.
Really?
Well, at the beginning... Like, I feel like it's, like, you're too easy, and then you get put in a situation that's, like, bad, and yeah. Then that's when you stand up for yourself. But then it's, like, the situation got too far.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, that's why.
Yeah.
So, I don't think you're too... Like, I don't think people walk all over you, or you're, like, an ass.
Where
you're,
like, too hard. I give them, like, too many chances, I guess.
Yeah, it's, like, you're in the middle, but, or, like, but I just, like, if you had to lean one way, I would lean too easy, you know? Yeah. But, yeah. Okay, let's go back. Let's fire it up again.
Get to the juicy ones.
Which of your hookups created the most drama? Was there permanent fallout?
Oh my gosh. Freaking, I'm gonna say his name. Ryan.
Really?
Yes.
I like fully was thinking either redhead or your ex.
Redhead?
Girl.
Wait, is it someone I slept with?
Oh, it has to be a hookup? Okay, I guess you didn't. Okay, no, but.
Wait, which redhead? But there's only one.
Not the... the one that created drama. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, no, that was, like, insane.
Well, I feel like that, and then you're, like, okay, well, also, the fact that your ex is, like, years ago, and, like, we've talked about him on this podcast multiple times is crazy.
He's insane.
Like, I feel like both of those are way more drama.
Yeah, I was thinking of hookups.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Okay, but still, the only guy you dated was him.
Yeah.
So then, even though, like, I still feel like... How is...
Definitely my ex. Well, like, Ryan, literally loved Bombi.
Okay, yeah, but, like...
It was literally, like, Aaron and Kaylor.
Well...
Okay, I wasn't Kaylor, but...
Well, yeah, because...
I just like to bash him a little bit. Yeah, I would say my ex. And then the redhead.
There was permanent fallout? I feel like the redhead was way more. What do you call... We called him Ed Sheeran, right? Is that what we called him?
No. Oh, what do we call him? Oh, Italian! The Italian! The redhead Italian.
I feel like we called him Ed Sheeran. Or something. We called him some, like, famous redhead name. I don't know. But him?
I don't know. Because the new redhead is Ron Weasley. Because, like...
No, he's not. He's FaceTime guy.
Right? Oh, yeah. He's FaceTime guy.
Yeah, that's what his nickname. But that first redhead, I just feel like there's more drama because there was connections to other friends. That, like, may have had feelings.
And then when he tried to connect with me again and... said LOL, never mind.
Yes.
I still don't get what that was.
The time when you guys left the party to have the conversation in the front of the yard. Oh my
god, yeah, that was insane, actually.
And we all knew what was going on. We were just waiting to hear it.
Girl. Okay. Wait. Okay.
Gosh, I like cannot get comfortable.
Have you ever paid for sex work? Would you?
I haven't. Oh wait, like.
Are strippers sex? No.
Well, no, because I don't have sex, but even if they were considered, I've never, like, seen a stripper. Like, I mean, if there was a stripper, I'd pay them, but, like, I wouldn't since I'm with someone, I wouldn't, like, why am I paying someone for sex when I can just get it for free?
Yeah.
So, not that interesting. Should we just stay on the top one now?
Yeah.
Like, let's see how intense this gets. Do you think you're better suited to open relationships or monogamy? Have you tried each? Is this supposed to be like we don't know each other? Like, I don't know.
I mean, monogamy.
Like, you're clearly, you get crazy. I do too. I think you get.
I do get crazy.
I feel like you're as crazy as I am when it comes to that.
Literally, I say all the time, I'm like, when I get a crush, I'm like literally insane. I go clinically insane.
Well, do you have trust issues?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I was about to say, I thought we were like the same when it comes to.
No, and I was talking because remember, I was like, with FaceTime guy, I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm like trying not to like him. I'm like starting to have avoidant attachment because I don't want to get hurt because I have trust issues. But then I also have anxious attachment and I'm like worrying like if he's like talking to someone else, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, it's just a whole cycle. So, yeah, I'd want monogamy.
Yeah.
Like, that's just it. That's just it. What if? What's the biggest mess you've created during sex? Did you have to clean it up or did you leave it for someone else?
Ew,
are you cream team or squirt squad?
No, but it's like, oh my god, this, I don't know if I want to say this. This is embarrassing. See, if we were playing this game in private, it's not that serious. But like, I have a digital footprint. I mean, like, okay. So I have gay sex.
Yeah.
I'm like, so, like.
We don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
Well, like. What? Like. There's been a mess one time. And.
Did you have to clean it?
Well, it wasn't like. Okay, now that sounds like it's way worse than it was. It nothing went anywhere. It was like we just showered after, and so then we were all fine.
That's why. Okay.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Our bodies were messy, but I don't know. I also think he like wanted to get messy. Like I feel like his vibe was like that was the goal.
I feel like nasty.
Because also like, yeah. Wait, but I don't want to say too much details.
Okay, there. Don't.
Just is gross. Like, oh, it's gross, and it's like gross. Like, I just don't.
Okay.
It's like, I'm well past that now.
Yeah.
I'm not even a hoe anymore, and I have a boyfriend, so it's like.
Yeah.
Well, I can still be a hoe with a boyfriend, but like.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's just him slutting you out.
Oh my god, no, I didn't even mean that. Oh, I just meant like a mentality.
Oh.
Oh my god, have you ever sent nudes? How do you compose, frame, and light these images? What does that even mean? This is a demonstration.
Of course I've sent nudes.
What kind of nudes do you send? Because I don't get girl nudes.
Like, of my boobs. But I.
The men go crazy.
Yeah, they go crazy for my boobs. No, but, like, I always like to do something that's, like, not revealing too much. It's like, you know how, like, people say, like.
Tease them?
Kind of like a tease.
Oh, leave something to imagination?
Yeah, leave something to imagination. So I'll always wear, like, a white tank top.
Oh, so you're never actually naked?
Not really.
Ugh. Sorry, guys.
Because I'm teased. And then I have my cute little panties. And I'm like, you want to guess the color of my underwear?
But you show them the underwear.
But
the reference doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Just like that.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll send like little butt pics.
What's the lighting?
I like to use like low lighting. Ambient lighting. So not like.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Where am I going to have my whole room lit up?
That's true.
I'm not like Cassie from Euphoria.
You don't have a ring light?
No, yeah, I don't have my ring light up. I literally just have my ambient lighting or like a red light.
Okay, but also taking one in the morning is really good. Like when the lighting's really good. At least.
In the morning, skinny.
Like for here, well, true, but I was, like in my room, like in the morning, the lighting's really good. So it's like, I mean, if you do want that ambient night light.
I'll take one in your bed.
Yeah, but like for the morning ones, when you want it to be like lit up with like people see things. Then, yeah, just.
I'll take one in your bed.
I mean, I'm moving, so might as well.
Yeah.
Do it before I get out.
My turn?
Yeah.
To pull. How open are you about your most intimate fantasies with your partner?
That's like, I feel like last time we did this, well, no, last time we did this, we were single. And so all the partner ones, I feel like we skipped. I guess, like, I don't think I've ever talked about, like, my fantasies or anything. But also, I don't feel like I really have. No, he knows what I'm into. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I guess, like, I could tell him more, but, like, I don't know. I feel like we're good right now.
Yeah.
I feel like if I needed to spice things up, I'd be like, oh, like, let's try, like, this or something. But, like, I don't know.
Yeah. I understand.
Yeah. Also, we go on breaks when he's, like, when we're not together physically. So then it's like I'm bored, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know.
It's not really a need to spice it up.
Again. Yeah. For right now, like, he knows what I like. Doing so good.
Bad bitches.
Yeah, stop serving. Oh, what is your favorite sex position and why? Ooh. That's good. I know we don't like missionary, right?
I like missionary.
Wait, really?
Whenever, I really want, like, intimate sex, I like missionary.
I thought we didn't like it because then it makes us feel fat.
No.
That's just me? Okay. Missionary is when you're on your back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you have a lot more. I feel like
I have to bend over. You
crunch
more.
Your body. That's a little true. Bit more. That's me, I can true. Just lay there like a little pillow princess.
Oh my gosh. And then not eat you out, like, please. Like, okay.
Oh my God. And then I also like cowgirl.
Oh,
this really? Cowgirl likes reverse.
Well, I was going to say, like, do you like reverse or?
Ew, no, because it's so nasty. Why am I facing a guy's toes when he's like this? Oh, wait.
Oh, like, that's what you would see? Just the feet? I mean, like, do you need help?
Guys, I don't have core strength right now.
I don't know. I like reverse sometimes. Well, because it's, I don't know. Maybe it's just how I get pleasure differently. But it's, like, I like the idea of me turning them on. And that, like, I feel hot if I know I'm doing that. And so I know, like, if I'm turned around, like,
I also
they like seeing.
I also like cowgirl, like, facing them because I get to choke them.
Oh, see, I don't. That's not my vibe. Fair, fair. See, I'm more like, I like to, like, get the chest while I'm doing it, you know?
No.
Okay. You don't do that? You don't, like, sometimes. What do you, I was going to say, what do you grab me onto? Besides her neck, Jesus. Okay, like, I grab the chest.
Yeah. That's what I do.
This is actually a crazy episode, like, not for, like, anything we're actually talking about, but just, like, for personally, it's like, oh my God, imagine, like, if our bosses saw this, like, okay,
I'm scared.
I know.
We're gonna be our own bosses because this podcast is blowing up.
Well, now I'm better because it's like I at least have to leave the job. Oh my God, I actually cannot leave because what if I apply to a new job and they see this, girl?
We're gonna put this on private whenever you're applying to jobs.
If the podcast disappears for, like, a week, you know I'm applying, you know, to jobs.
It's happening.
Like,
okay, yeah. Do you have recurring fantasies that surprise you? Would they surprise us?
But, like, dreams, I guess? Like, yeah. I dream something, I'm like, that's so weird. Why did I dream that?
Yeah.
I don't, none of them really surprise me, and I don't know if they would surprise anyone, because, I mean, I've had, like, I'll have dreams where, I will have dreams where I get cheated on a lot, but, or, like, I don't know, a lot, I guess, sounds, like, dramatic. I guess I haven't had one in a while, but, like, I know whenever I'm feeling, like, insecure or something, I'll, like, dream that, like, well, I'll dream the worst case scenarios.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, like, because it'll be, like, if I know something's happening, especially because our time difference is, like, we have night and day differently. And so, like, I'll, like, dream, or, like, even when he's going to visit, for some reason, I'll dream, like, what a party together. And then it's, like, I, like, am throwing up or something. And then, like, when I come out of the bathroom, he's, like, making out with someone. And I'm, like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I don't know. That's just, yeah, I guess that's the word. What does it say? Worst one? Is that what I was asking?
No, wildest fantasy.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay. You could have stopped me.
No, I didn't hear.
Wildest.
Like one that shocked. Or no, like.
Oh, I've had one. What? You go.
It was like, have you ever had a fantasy that shocks you?
I had one where, this was, like, before I was dating Leon. I had one where someone broke into my... Okay, low-key triggering. Someone broke into my house and then, like, forced me to have sex.
Oh.
And then I woke up and I was like, oh, wow, why were we? like, so like that, I had that. That happened a couple of times. Just like two or three, I had it. They were like spaced out. So every time it happened, I was like, oh my God, like what's going on?
You know what that is?
Like trauma? Like, I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
Like, that sounds traumatic. Like, I mean, I wouldn't want that to happen. Like, clearly. But, like, I mean, I feel like it's also, like, because I sometimes, not recently, but, like, when I was younger, like, I feel like when I guess when these dreams are happening, I was, like, I'd be scared of, like, someone breaking in. So maybe yeah. It was, like, a combination of that. And then, like, because I feel like I was, yes, because I think when I lost my virginity, it was in the same, yes, it was in the same house. So I think it was just, like, I was going through a sexual awakening at the same time I was, like, scared of my safety.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And so that, and so then I had that dream a couple of times.
It's so crazy. That's called being a woman.
I mean, fair. Like, no, that's actually something that's like, I guess funny is not the right word. Ironic, where it's like, I know like walking back to your car at night is supposed to be like more safe for a man, but I do not feel safe. Like, I don't know if it's because like I just am not, like, I don't think I could beat anyone up. So it's like I get scared, but like, because I know
I feel because I'm so teeny
petite. I know.
I mean, a tiny little crow.
It's like it's less likely to even happen to me because I'm a man, like from the outside. But like I know it's like I'm supposed to walk like women to their cars, and it's like, okay, but I have to walk back alone. Like, that's scary.
Gosh,
no, because yeah. Tell me why before. Like, I mean, this is so funny. There's like a guy who like came over here once, and then like I walked him to his car like down the street, and then it was like late, like 3 a.m. or something. And then he was like, do you want me to drive you back to it? And so then he like drove me back like to like where this mail part is to let mm-hmm. me, so that I didn't have to walk as far because there was like a bunch of like random people out on the street.
Yeah.
Not a bunch, but like not a lot where you feel comfortable because there's a bunch of people, but more too many where it's like, okay, this is scary.
Yeah.
And yeah, so then he drove me back. But it was like literally a 2 second drive because it's right around the corner. But yeah, like that's what I like. To me, it's like I'd rather just like drive my friends to their cars.
Yeah,
we've done that before. We've driven each other to.
Yeah,
but that's because like you're a woman, and then I'm scared. So.
Well, yes.
Okay, I keep not answering. Well, like I keep like going too far. What scared you the most about sex as you were coming of age? Fun. Yay, tell us about your views on sex when you were a minor. Like, okay.
I honestly, nothing scared me.
You never scared of, like, STDs or pregnancy or anything?
Oh, yeah, maybe, like, pregnancy.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because, like, literally, I was like, oh, my God, I literally can't get pregnant.
But were you ever scared, like... Oh, like, what if it hurts? Like, what if he's too big? Or what if I don't feel anything?
It's weird. I'm more scared of that now. Like,
oh, interesting.
If someone's too big, because, like...
Were you ever afraid, like, oh, no, what if I'm on my period when it happens? Or, like, oh, no, what if, like, I start bleeding during sex? Or, oh, no, what if, like, what if I don't like it?
No.
I guess lie.
Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't really have feelings. I was like, oh, well, like, I'm gonna... lose my virginity. I honestly didn't think about it much whenever I did lose it. I'm just like, well, this is the first guy that I'm talking to, and I'm just gonna lose it because I'm horny.
Yeah.
Like, when people, like, make, like, the coming-of-age movies, they never really made sense to me because it's, like, the girl, she's like, oh, I want to lose my virginity to Johnny so bad. But, and I'm like, girl.
I mean, I got it because I did. I think I lost my virginity later. But I don't know if I came out sooner, if that would have changed anything.
I feel like that's more, I don't know, stress on a person though, because you're dealing with like people, you know, homophobia or like whatever.
Yeah, but like I did like vow, like I wanted the first person I had sex with to be a boyfriend, and then like. There was a time when I just, like, I don't know, I stopped caring, or, like, thinking it was a big deal. And then, I mean, like, because now it's, like, I'm, like, I don't think it matters. Mm. But, like, I don't know. Like, I get it why you would think it would at first. But I just feel like that's, like, a more juvenile view. Because when I got old enough, Because then I remembered, like, it was, like, my first kiss didn't, like, it didn't matter who that was.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, after you have, it's, like, only the first one is, like, has the pressure. So after it happens, it's, like, all of them, it's, like, well, then it doesn't matter. It's
just easier to do everything else.
Yeah. Well, it's, like, because now no one's the first one.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't think it, I don't know.
Didn't really matter.
Yeah, you just put pressure on yourself when you do that. Which I get how that could happen, but I just wouldn't recommend it.
I feel like we already answered this.
We don't have to.
It says...
Because if I answer it differently, like... Oh my god, do not look back to our other ones. Because I...
Okay, no, wait, this would be fun. I wanted to hear what celebrities, though.
Okay. Okay.
Would you be a guest star in another couple's bedroom?
So a celebrity couple?
Yeah.
Are they even, what's and a gay celebrity couple? I mean, I guess. I don't know gay celebrity couples. I'm sorry, guys.
Me neither. They're like slipping my mind. It's like I never know what a gay person.
No, I'm literally, I can barely think of couples. Like, I guess I could just be like, could I guest star on like Tom Holland's Zendaya's and I just like tell Zendaya to just like leave the bedroom?
Yeah, that works.
No offense to her, like she's hot, it's just like, you know,
she's so pretty, but like, you know, he doesn't like boobs.
I mean, she would probably ideally want me to leave too, so
yeah,
that works for us. I also can't think of the main couples, so I was like,
Don't divorce me.
Except I don't like his like short hair recently. Short hair is fine. It's like
you know,
no, he's doing the UK hair where he's like this really short bang.
No, I like it.
I don't like that.
You know who I've been attracted to, like really attracted to lately, where I'm like, this surprised me? Peso Pluma.
Why? Wait, that's recent?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, like, I was saying it, like, a little while back. Like, oh, my God, like, why is he kind of... But then I've been seeing TikToks where he's on tour and he's looking pretty good.
I mean, not to just be comparing people, but, like, I think he's more attractive than Central C.
I love Central C.
But, like, I think Peso Pluma is, like,
more
attractive.
No, I'm going to show you the video after this because he looks pretty good. Yeah.
Okay, Sly. Okay, let's just do a couple more. Oh. Leon, this is what the card says. If I cheat on my partner, is it absolutely essential that I tell them? Why or why not?
Yes. Because, like, why? Like, I don't understand.
You're talking from experience.
I'm talking from experience. Yes, I would have loved to. Even just being like, oh, I was thinking about someone else. I'm like, okay, cool, great. We're not meant to be together, and that's fine. Like, if you're just honest with the person, like, the fuck.
Okay, but, like, okay, so picture... Leon's gonna actually love this, that you're saying all this. But, like, okay, so picture we're, like, at a club, and you see me make out with someone. Like, no, but tell me exactly, like, what would happen.
I'd be watching. I'd be like, okay, let's see how far this goes. Like, let's see how far this goes. And then if they're, like... Oh, like, come to the restaurant with me. I'd be like, oh, like, I think we should go home. Like, I'm not, like, what are we doing?
Uh-huh.
And then you'd probably be drunk. You're like, like, yeah, let's go home. And I'm like, yeah. And then I'll wait for you to sober up. The next morning, I'll probably be like, you made out with someone last night. That's not okay. You should tell your boyfriend. Then you'd be like, what? And I'd be like, yes, I have video.
What? I love in this situation, one, I'm drunk and blacked out, apparently. And then two, you recorded it. Like, I love how, like, why was I not just sober doing it? And then also, like...
Okay, if you were sober, we'd leave immediately. And I'd be like, why did you make out with him?
You would interrogate me and make me tell him.
Yeah, I'm like, why did you make out with him?
Fair. I mean, like...
Why are you thinking about someone else when...
Thinking...
Why,
girl,
why
was
are
doing
you with
it.
Someone? Yeah.
I mean, that's a good answer. Like, I would do the same to you, so I didn't expect anything different. Okay, Slay. Leon's going to love that. Because...
Cheaters.
Okay, I mean, we're not having a party over it. Like, no one's doing anything.
The audience loved that.
We're not doing any of that. Well, because it's like, one, I have trust issues. Why am I going to do that? And then two, it's like, you've been cheated on, so why would you do it? Like,
ew, this is like nasty.
Nasty. No, because
this is nasty.
That is not a thing.
It's not a thing. Okay. Describe the present state of your pubic hair. That's too much.
I mean, okay. Like, I don't know. It, like, well, I mean, like, I don't know how to describe it. It's just, like, I mean, it's there, but I keep it trimmed, like.
Okay.
I mean, I shave. Never mind. We don't have to go too much. It's, like, fine.
Do another one.
Yeah. I just, like, no one wants to know that. Like, I just don't.
What's a sex thing you've never been able to try but wish you could?
Why do they keep asking me these questions? There isn't any. Well, actually, let me think. Maybe I shouldn't, like, rule it out.
Vagina.
Well, see, never could is like. Just kidding. Never could seems crazy because it's like, well, now it's like, I'm just like dating someone, so it's like. Like, it's probably like I could nap. Like, I don't know. I probably want to do another threesome. But like. No, but like now I'm dating someone I wouldn't want to. So it's like, I don't know. Like, never could is a weird way to phrase it because it's like. Yeah. I could, I just like, can't now.
Yeah.
But. Let's end on a different one. Oh, yeah, I like this. This is a good one. What would it take for you to sleep with someone you're not at all physically attracted to?
They need a glow up. Like, hello?
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say no. Money. No. Like, you have to be horny.
Like, if they had humor and, like, they were, like, a little arrogant or something, I'd be like, oh, like, wait,
if their riz was good.
Why is he kind of, yeah, if he has good riz. Honestly, I wouldn't sleep with someone for money. I couldn't.
You wouldn't?
No.
I could. Well, not, you know, like if I was single, I could.
I literally could not fake anything. If someone paid
me. Wait, you've never faked an orgasm? Okay, so. If someone paid you $1 million, I bet you'll be in that room. Moaning. Okay,
yeah, maybe. Who knows? Offer me $1 million.
But like, yeah, so like, wait, what would it take though? What were you going to say?
I would say like, if they had like really good riz. Because, like, I've met some ugly guys where, like, they have riz.
We've heard about them, but.
Where they have good riz, and I'm like, wait, like, were they kind of. And then, like.
That's true.
But, like, I don't end up sleeping with them.
But you could.
But I could. Have. Yeah. Sometimes it's just not in the mood.
Fair. Well.
And then maybe money, so.
Fair. Well, what's your weekly obsession?
Janae and Kenny.
You bitch. Are you just saying that because that's what I said last time?
Yeah.
Is it? I mean, that is. Wait, so were you going to say that and then you didn't when I said it?
No.
Oh.
Michael was my obsession last time.
Oh, I literally forgot who it was. Oh. That is so. Okay. Yeah, so if you want to know our Love Island obsession, we had like a whole episode before this that we ranted about it or like talked about everything. Well, to be honest, we'll probably talk again after the reunion. After the reunion will actually be crazy because we're also gonna meet Ice Spice that same week.
Oh my god.
So we'll have a interesting. No, imagine people clicking that episode coming for Love Island reunion stuff and then they have like we're talking about meeting Ice Spice? Or vice versa. You're like, what is going on this? So that's your obsession?
Yeah. What's yours?
Oh, I have a good one, actually, because I've been seeing a lot of TikToks recently about meal prep recipes. And so I think it's because I'm moving. I've, like, been thinking of... I'm going to say it here just to force it to make it public, so I have to do it. But, like, I'm going to force myself to have a glow up when I move because I feel like it's... I just feel like it's a new chapter. So I'm forcing things to happen. And so I feel like it's part of the whole, like, part of it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like people do that. When they move, you, like, change a lot because it's, like, an excuse to do things. Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm going to be, like, throwing away a lot of stuff I don't need or give things away and sell things, you know. But. So, yeah. That's mine. The meal prep videos. Some of them are really good. No, because I'm going to be all up in that Trader Joe's. Like, I don't think you guys are ready, but. Yeah.
Okay. Woohoo! Okay.
Sponsor us, Trader Joe's.
Sponsor us, Trader Joe's. Yay.
Wait, Truth or Drink, like, sponsor us. Like,
oh, yeah. Cut.
We've done this, like, three times now, so. Three times.
Oh, my God, yeah. That's
crazy. Well, also, we've had this podcast for, like, kind of too long. Like, it's kind of crazy, actually. Yeah. What do you mean? This is, like, what, 85th, 86th episode or something like that? That's crazy. That's 85 weeks, and we haven't done one every week. Like, there was a couple of weeks we missed. We actually haven't missed that many in the grand scheme of it.
Yeah.
But.
It's anyways. Always been something that happened.
Yeah, but we try to like plan to prevent things.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, okay. Stay tuned for the reunion and Ice Spice episode, I guess. But we'll see you every Thursday.
See you next Thursday.